Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. This Friday reflection is supposed to be about confidence with Brenda Sciosis, but I'm going to tell you it is about so much more. You don't want to miss this. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, today I would like to welcome to the show Brenda Sciosis. Brenda is coming from the land of down under, where it is extremely cold, getting ready for summer in December. She is it Tasmania, Australia? Is that correct?
That's correct. Tasmania, Australia, beautiful country.
Okay. It's just scary to me, the word Tasmania and cold and all that sounds super scary. But Brenda is known as the Potentialist. She is a transformational business coach. Some call her the connector of dreams, and others call her the defibrillator. So it's Thursday, and Brenda is here to teach us a lesson. Welcome, Brenda.
Thank you so much. I'm really so honored to be here. I can't wait to get stuck into the content. It's exciting. And while I'm freezing at the moment, I'm really excited to share these lessons today.
That's awesome. I appreciate it so much. I love it when you guys come on. I love to hear from people all over the world. And something that I am finding out is that regardless of where we're from, we all understand and really do speak the same language. So you brought a quote to share with us today. Can you read that now?
The quote that I've chosen is one that really resonated with me some time ago. And it's called, "Will we ever be women who are at ease with our strength and at rest with our power? Will we wear our beauty comfortably?" I love that.
Wow. Who said that?
Lisa Bevere, actually. I think she's an American. Yeah. And she wrote a book called Lioness Arising. And it comes from that specific book.
I told you we all speak the same language.
We do.
Now, today you are here to teach us a lesson. And you're going to talk to us about the 7 steps to unstoppable confidence. And what is super cool about this with you is that you have an e-course online that after you teach this to us, listeners can actually go do themselves, correct?
Absolutely, definitely. 7 days and, definitely have results within 7 days if they apply and take action on all of the steps in the course.
That sounds extremely helpful. So when we're talking about confidence, can you tell me what exactly that means to you?
Perfect. Confidence. Well, that's such an important thing to have, really. And I believe without a doubt that confidence means that you know exactly who you are and what you stand for. Having confidence really makes you attractive to others. And I think that when we know what it is that we're aiming for, it helps you to set better goals. You can stand in line for promotions because you have this certainty about you that others see, but more than see, they actually feel it. You know, I don't know if you've ever been in a space where you just have sat with somebody and there's something that's not being said, but that certainty just is there. That's confidence. You know, when you, without confidence in yourself or your abilities, you know, you probably wouldn't start a business. You won't learn a foreign language. You won't go and take steps into doing things because you need that confidence inside you to be able to move you forward. So I just really think that being confident, and I'm not speaking about arrogance, confident in who you are, what you stand for, it really carries over to how you live your life, the choices that you make, the choices that you decline, and it affects every single relationship. So it affects what you put out into the world and what you get back from the world then. So definitely, to me, confidence, one of the most important steps in doing life or business.
Okay, so that would have been my next question. My next question would have been, what's the importance of confidence? But you just said you have to bring it into every aspect of your life. And without it, you wouldn't do things like learn a new language or be confident to start a relationship or to start a business. Is there anything else you'd want to add to that?
Yes, even in your private life, you know, with your relationships, I just think when you have confidence, it just flows over into all aspects of your life. Goal setting, you can't goal set and achieve your goals unless you have confidence to take action on these things. And it really is knowing who you are at your core, which gives you that, the confidence to be able to do the things that you want to do ultimately. Very important. I just love, and I have to reiterate all the time how important it is, because I think that we don't give it enough credit in our lives, to be confident. People sometimes just don't. And that's a sad, sad thing.
Oh, I absolutely get it, because so many people let their self-doubt, let fear, let all of these other things rule them, and it prevents them from ever taking leaps or taking even baby steps to add things to their lives or make changes or make decisions. So I totally understand. And that's exactly why I wanted you here today, because my listeners, Brenda, are the type of people who are listening because they have something they want to do, and it's a passion. It's going to make their lives more exciting. I want to bring the excitement back into their lives. And I'm not the kind of person that says, hey, you need to make major changes. I'm the person who's sitting here saying, I just want you to be excited about your life. I just want you to want to wake up tomorrow. For example, and I can't wait to hear about these 7 steps that you have to confidence. But for example, we're doing in our private group, right? Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. We have a bunch of different things going on. We have people who are taking part in the Deepak and Oprah Meditation 21-Day Challenge. We have people in there who are taking part in the NaNoWriMo, which is National Novel Writing Month Challenge. We have people who are getting back on that healthy bus, and everything is confined to one thread. But what's important about it is that it's hopefully enhancing their lives. But if they're not confident enough to say, I want to take that writing challenge, or I can meditate and communicate with a group of people about it. Some people, Brenda, right? They're just not even confident enough to do that.
That's a shame. I have to tell you the truth. I'm one of those people that have joined up for that writing.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yes. So I started on the 1st of November, and it does take confidence, because the fact is that sometimes your mind tells you you're not capable of doing things, and it's not even your own fault some days. It's the way in which you've been brought up. We all have these impressionable years between the ages of 0 and 7, and that's when we have things imprinted in our minds by our parents, people close to us, people who love us, people who just want to do things for us, and they don't realize that by telling us we can't do things and trying to keep us safe, that they're doing more harm than good. And so confidence is instilled in a very young age in a person, but you can also choose confidence. And that's what I firmly believe in. I really think that if you are somebody who wants to achieve things in your life and you realize that you have the potential within you to do it, you have to tap into that confidence that you have so that you can step out and really do the things that you want to do. Like me, writing the book. For 10 years, I've told myself, I've got this book in my head. I've got a story to tell. Yet I've been so afraid to put that story out there. I've been so afraid to pick up a pen and start writing, because it was almost, well, where do I start? Who will want to hear my story? What is this for? And to get over that, you need to take action. You need to step out and say, it doesn't matter what the people think. It doesn't matter, you know, what it is that's gone on in my past or in my life. The fact is, the story needs to be told. And now is the perfect time. And to pick up the pen and start writing. So I wrote my first 1,000 words on the 1st of November.
I love what you're saying so much. And I am so proud of you. I just want to say that, because I know how difficult it is to write that first 1,000 words. I have a master's of fine arts in creative writing. I've written 2 novels. They're not published yet. They will be soon. I'm working on that. But it's not about me. It's about the fact that I love that you took that first step, and I know what it takes to do that. And I'm super proud of one of our members named Mary. Mary is extremely shy. And she commented in that group, in that thread. And she said, I don't know where to get started. I'm just afraid other people are going to read it and all of these other things. And I loved so much that she let her fears out. And I said to her, oh, and she said she, you know, she's not great with punctuation. I said, first get it written, then get it right. That's the goal. That was what I had posted in my classroom for 12 years. And that's the philosophy I follow as a writer. Because the bottom line with NaNoWriMo, the reason they push you for those 30 days is to get it out. Once it's out and on paper, you can manipulate it, you can edit it, you can do whatever you want. And here's the bottom line. You can choose not to let anybody see it.
Exactly.
It's
exactly
up to you. That. Yes. So I'm so excited that you're doing this. And please reach out to me if you have any questions about writing, because, you know, it kind of is my thing. And I'm just really thrilled that so many people are just diving in. It's so good for your soul to get that story out. That's the best way I can describe that.
Oh, it is. I am really excited. I can't wait just to see and to think that this would come from me. You know, often I teach confidence, but there are days where even in myself, I some days wake up and I don't feel as confident as what I think I should or as what I do. And, you know, it's just to be able to tap into that little something inside of you and say to yourself, do you know what? Today is the day that I'm going to do this, or today I'm going to feel that fear and do it anyway. Another one of my favorite quotes, by the way, is just to feel the fear and do it anyway, because what you're waiting for is on the other side of all the things that you perceive as blockages. So why would we let ourselves, you know, be in a position where we don't take action and don't fulfill our dreams because of those fears? You know, it's almost saying that I'm not important enough to step over these fears. I'm not important enough. What I want is not important enough. So in doing that, I'll just stay where I am. And I think that's rubbish. I think that each and every single person has been born with inherent potential, with amazing, incredible talents and gifts. And they're there to be used and put out to the world. And when you believe the things that you tell yourself that you can't, that you're not worth it, that you're incapable, and all of that stuff, it stunts you. Not just that, it's you're not serving the world. We're here to make a difference. We're placed on this earth to make a difference. And if you are stuck in your little dungeon or in your room or in your office or doing your life and not taking bigger, bolder steps to achieve those goals that you want, you're not serving anybody, and you're definitely not serving yourself.
I could not agree with you more. And I just want to add one more thing about the writing. And this is to you and anybody else. Writing is an intimate experience. If you're not honest when you're writing, then it's not true. And it's not going to come out the way you want it to. And having all those voices in the back of your head, all of those inner critics, all those self-doubts, all of those limiting beliefs, all of what's so-and-so going to think if I write this, listen, write it honestly, decide later. Write it honestly, decide later. And you know what? The other thing, Brenda, is I am probably on a scale from 1 to 10. I would say I'm probably an 8.5 on the confidence level. When I put myself out there, I mean, I push through. I probably appear to be a 9. Maybe even a 10 to some people, but maybe on the inside, I'm more of a 7.5 and an 8. So I figure the average there would be an 8.5, but I do it anyway and just have to trust in myself.
That is so true. I love this conversation, because to me it's and it's such great advice that you've given in terms of just to put it out there and then fix it later, and that writing is really a personal thing. It is. And the truth needs to be put onto those pages. And you're quite right. Yes, you can decide later whether you want to share it with the world or not, or tweak it as much as you like. I still think that every person has a message to share, and it's those messages that become stepping stones for others to step on. Why wouldn't you put it out there for people to read and to learn from your lessons? I think it's just beautiful. It really is.
The true beauty is in the completing of the thing. The true beauty and the true satisfaction is in the completion of it. You can decide everything else later, but the bottom line is for you, your mission will be accomplished, and then you can decide what else later you're going to do with that.
That's so true. And just yesterday, you know, I'm a Facebook lover. I absolutely love my social media. And I noticed a post in the feed that said something. It was a video that I watched, just a 30-second video, and it said, it doesn't matter. You can start things, but it's how you finish them that counts. Everybody is a great starter. Everybody can start things, but not everybody finishes. And I would even challenge anybody listening to this today that if you are out there and you start something, make sure that you're intent on finishing it, because it's how you finish that counts.
And I'm thinking, is it how you finish or is it if you finish?
It could be a little of both.
Yeah, there's a lot of starters out there, a lot of great ideas. Everybody has a novel, but that's why I say the true beauty is in the completion of it. No, I wrote it. It's done. You know, whether you want to do anything with it or not, that's a different story. I love this conversation that we're having so much also because I do believe that being confident in yourself and even sometimes faking that confidence and pushing through anyway, which will then end up giving you confidence in the end, is so important. So I'm really, really excited to hear what you had to say with your 7 steps. So do you want to go ahead and give us a mini lesson on unstoppable confidence?
Perfect. What I'll do is out of the 7 steps, I'm going to share 3 of them because each step is quite long. So I'll start and just share 3 steps, taking 1 from the first and then 2 from the end of the program as well. And then whoever obviously wants to get the free e-course is more than welcome to jump in. Grab hold of it. There is no cost. It's complimentary, a gift from me to you, because I know that if you apply this, you definitely will put your feet out there and you definitely will take the next step to achieving those goals and those dreams that you desire. So part 1 of the 7 sizzling steps to unstoppable confidence is really and truly to know who you are. It's your identity. Now, often our identity, as I mentioned before, is formed when we're very young, but we are going to be uncovering the real you in this program. And what it is a few steps and a few exercises that we go through in terms of helping you to determine your strengths and your assets. Your assets meaning the talents that you have, the gifts that you have, what you can do well, what experiences that you've gained over your life, for example, and what do you have going for you as far as personality traits. You know, you could also use tools like, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Gallup Strength Finder. It's a fantastic, it's a book actually, which is called the Gallup Strength Finder 2.0. And at the back, it has that little secret envelope that gives you a code, which allows you access to a Strength Finder test online. This is great because it helps you to uncover your actual strengths. And you may find out that you're a good communicator. You could possibly identify that you're a very compassionate person or you have a great sense of humor. These are strengths. These are skills. These are gifts and talents that a person has. You know, we then go on to have a look at your values, because when we're uncovering the real you, when we're uncovering your identity, we look at a whole range of things. Your values are so important. How do you fill up your space? You know, in your home, in your office, what do you spend most of your time on? These are some of the questions that we go through in the program as well. What do you spend your money on? You know, there is such a clue just in these questions will be able to help you to define who you are as a person. And when you know exactly who you are and you're able to list your values, for example, freedom is one of mine, trust, family, integrity, personal growth. I love knowing what my values are, because when you know that, you're able to align everything else in accordance with your values. So in the morning, when you need to set your to-do list or your task list, you can ask yourself the question, is what I'm doing aligning with my values? And are my values aligning with my vision for my life? Is what I'm doing today moving me toward or away from achieving my goals and my dreams and my vision? When we know that, all right, we can start working on moving forward faster and quicker to achieve the things that we want. Also, in part of part one, the uncovering the real you, we need to uncover what are your dreams? What are your aspirations? Many people in today's world are hopeless. They wake up doing the same thing every day, day in and day out. They have no hope. They live a life of mediocrity. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that if they wanted to and if they became aware through exercises like this that there was more out there, they could take a step in the right direction to be able to create a better world, not just for themselves, but for their family and for other people as well. So I love to ask my clients, what is it? What vision can you see for your life in the future? You know, it's the opportunity to dream big, really big. And there's one exercise that I do every single year, and I often teach this to my clients as well, and that is to take a pen and a paper at the beginning of every year, and I've done it for years myself. As a matter of fact, it brings me to tears every time I read it. I write myself a story of exactly 2 years from now, as if I'm looking back on my life, and I express all the smells, the cooking that I'm doing, the experiences that I'm having with my children, the travel overseas, watching the Grand Prix in Japan, doing things with my husband. And I write this with so much emotion that this dream and this vision becomes real for me, you know, and that way in doing that, you're holding that vision up front, in front of you all the time, and then you align everything else to fit in with that vision so that it moves you towards it and not away from it. And being confident is definitely one way. It's the first step in being able to achieve that vision that you hold for yourself. The second step that we have is just, it's actually the sixth step, but for this exercise, I'll talk about it as if it's the second step, is to be able to know the difference between self-esteem and self-confidence. You know, low self-esteem can make you believe that you don't really deserve to be happy and successful. So it actually diminishes your willingness to try and take action to improve your life. Whereas low self-confidence, all that does is it encourages negative self-talk that will ultimately lower that self-esteem. But you need both. You need to have a high self-esteem and you need high confidence to be able to realize your dreams. They need to work hand in hand with each other. You know, you want to be able to know that from the inside, you feel good about yourself as well, not just from the outside. We did say that you could fake it until you make it, and that is a strategy that's worked very well for many people. And I know that when I was in corporate many years ago, that was the strategy that I used, because working in a male-dominated world, you would need to be a lot more confident. And one of the things that I did often was to fake it until I made it. And yes, it does take energy, but you know what? Once you put into practice these things and you do it over and over and over again, it eventually becomes normal. And you start acting the way in which you should be. So I think a very good question, just to drop it in here as well, is to ask yourself at any given time, who is it that I need to be right now to achieve this goal? And it may be that you're not being that person or you don't display those qualities. But when you ask that question, what happens is you can now tap in and say, well, I need to be confident. I need to be outspoken. I need to be somebody who has a higher belief about myself. And then you tap into that and you become it. You be it at that specific moment so that you can take that step and go on to achieve that you really wish to achieve. Does that make sense?
That makes complete sense.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad to hear that. So I'll go on to the third part of the lesson. And the third part of the lesson, and I think you may already have an inkling of an idea what it's all about, and that is taking action. You know, we can have confidence, we can have a high self-esteem, but if we never take action, nothing's going to happen. You know, I think it is Lao Tzu, and let me paraphrase this, the first step to 1,000 miles is taking the first step. something like that.
And you're referring to the Chinese philosopher.
Yes.
Just so everybody that's knows. Right.
That's right. You know, it's like 1,000 miles starts with the first step. And that means taking action. It actually means put aside everything else that's keeping you blocked. The procrastination, the perfection, the frustration, the comparing yourself to other people, and look at what you need to do. Keep focus on your path. I think with today's society, we are so involved in social media where we see hundreds, if not thousands of things going through our social media feed every single day. And we see women who are out there making it in the world, men who are claiming success. And we wonder if that's the truth. And we wonder if we'll ever be able to achieve what it is that they're achieving. When we start putting our focus on other people and what they're doing and what they're achieving, it takes the focus off what we are meant to be doing. It takes the focus off our journey and our path. And I really want to encourage everybody listening to this today that if you're building a business or you're doing life, keep your focus on what it is that you're doing and take action to make that stuff happen. Put aside comparing yourself with other people. You know, stop trying to become perfect in everything that you do. I have this amazing friend and he always tells me, perfection is the enemy of good. Rather put it out there, serve the world and tweak it as you go along, then try and perfect it and never get it out there. And that is so true. So in those three steps, basically, of this beautiful e-course that I've created for people, I believe that those are very important steps. And if you take those steps in your business or your life, you will see results. Your confidence will improve. You'll have a higher self-esteem and things will just work out a lot better for you. I hope that whoever's listening to this really gets value in doing this e-course because I put it together specifically because I want to help you to build your confidence. It won't happen overnight. You know, one of the first steps to make this happen is just by understanding, you know, taking time to get that good idea of who you are. And then looking at ways to increase your self-esteem. And perhaps I can just give you one of the little tips right now that's in this e-course is to do a belief analysis. To write down on a piece of paper what it is that you're really believing about yourself. You know, our beliefs, they determine our actions and they determine our behavior. So if you believe that you're not good enough, the possibility is you're going to act not good enough. But if you believe that you are capable of doing something, you will take action and you will do it successfully. So I like to write I am statements. I am amazing. I keep my promises. All of these things, I write these little statements and I look at them daily, or if you wanted to, weekly, just to remind yourself of who you really are and your beliefs. So I hope that's been helpful.
I have a couple thoughts going on here. First of all, I think the information that you shared is excellent. And as I hear you talking about reading these I am statements to yourself, my first impression of you, Brenda, was how diligent and professional you are in your business, just in my dealings with you. So it doesn't surprise me that two of your clients have also been guests on my show. That you are, you know, training some other very strong people. Other thoughts that I had was, you know, when you said it won't be easy, it won't happen overnight, that also means to me, you just need to take the time to retrain your brain to think and see things differently. I'm doing that all the time now with my awareness on the big picture of life being a process, what it all means. And I really do think that comes into play when you're talking about being confident, because if life is a process and we're all meant to be doing certain things, period, then what's your hang up? Let it go and do what you're here to do. What's the worst thing that could happen?
Absolutely. I love that. And it just ties in so nicely with the conversation that I had with one of my coaches last night. I, as you know, am a product of the product. So as a coach, I have a coach, and I am a firm believer that everybody should have a coach, because I think it's having somebody that believes in you, even when you don't believe in you, to help you to go further. And we were talking about the word reality. What does reality mean for you or for me? And in terms of reality, sometimes we allow other people to determine our reality instead of saying, what is my capacity? What is my reality? Real for me means that I can do this or that, and then putting in a plan of action to get you there. So I really just, you know, I think this conversation, to tell you the truth, has just turned out even better than what I thought it would ever be, because I'm very passionate about this topic. I'm very passionate about the people that I work with in terms of people becoming the best of who they were meant to be, created to be. You know, when I see people with inherent potential and not doing anything about it, it really saddens me.
That's when you know that you are in the right place in your life. Because most people don't care or notice or care that other people are not living to their potential. That's how you know you are in the right place. Something else that you said was about, really, you were talking about mapping your brain. You were talking about sitting down in the new year and writing a letter to yourself as if it was 2 years from now. And you're mapping your brain, and then you introduce it to your brain, and your brain works towards that vision. I completely believe in that.
It does. It really does. And I believe that if you can see where it is that you're going, you have a picture to move forward towards. It's not the end destiny that counts. It's the journey that you're taking to get to that destiny, to that goal, that dream, that vision that you've held for yourself. But the vision needs to be big enough and strong enough to draw you to it every single day. And there'll be days when you feel like you have to push a little, and there are days where you feel like you don't want to get up and you want to keep standing underneath the covers. You know, I urge you on those days, dig deep, have a ritual in place. I have a ritual every single morning. It's not a woo-woo ritual in any way, but it's something that I believe most successful people have, whether it is to get up and to do 10 minutes of meditation, or to, you know, for me, I do my daily devotions every single morning. So for the first 30 minutes of my day is allocated towards doing daily devotions. I then get up and I have a set time where I either journal, or I watch an inspirational video, or I do something, but I have a morning ritual. And I know that if we look at people like Anthony Robbins and Robert Kiyosaki and Jack Canfield and the Brian Tracys of the world, and even our successful women, you know, the Oprahs and Elizabeth Gilberts and all of those, they have morning rituals. They do something every morning that gets them ready for their day. They set their intention for the day. When you're setting an intention for the day, you can't help but make that work. You can't help but bring that which you set to life if you're taking action consistently.
I have to tell you, I've only done the meditation with, I call them Chopra and Oprah. I've only done it twice, because I did the sample, and then I did today was the first day. But I have to tell you that I did them not expecting any change day one or day two or anything like that. But, and I've meditated before, but I, you know, I went from that into my daily routine, and I'm going to say that I absolutely had more pep in my step.
I love that, pep in your step. Definitely. And that is the truth.
I really did. I accomplished a lot today, more than I would normally accomplish.
Yeah, and I think it's only because what you're doing is you're telling your brain on an unconscious level, I am worth this. The time that I take in the morning is the time that I set my intentions for the day. And when I set my intentions, things work out the way they should. You're already programming yourself for success, which is amazing. So well done. Well done for just taking that first step and doing that first meditation. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. But the Friday, number 14, Friday Reflection, that just aired last Friday, it really stemmed from the day I did the sample meditation. It's really crazy, because I really had a what felt for me a profound discovery, which was, the episode was about gaining control of your life. And I had already written half of it, but I couldn't finish it. I just couldn't finish it. And then I woke up the next day and I did exactly what you're saying. Well, I meditated and I took care of myself and I just pushed everything away from me. And I just did things that made me feel good. I got in the hot tub, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a healthy protein shake for breakfast. I just put myself in the right direction. Next thing I knew, I was sitting there very clearly with such clarity writing that episode, and something dawned on me, which was to gain control of my life, I actually needed to let go of it.
Surrender. That's the word I use. Release and surrender. I love it. And I do believe that you do need to. When we try and hold things so tight and so close to us, it almost becomes suffocating. And it almost means that you stunt your creative growth. You don't go further because you can't see. You know, a friend of mine, she's also a good coach as well, always used to say to me, you cannot see the spot that you're standing on. So for you to be able to see it, you either need to get somebody else to shine the light on it so that you can see it from their perspective, or you need to step off it. You know, and that's exactly what you're saying in terms of when you're caught up in your own mind, you sometimes can't get the thoughts flowing or that creativity going. And when you just change your habits slightly to bring in meditation or a daily ritual or just envisioning your life very clearly, it gives you a shift in perspective. And it's that shift that helps you to become more creative and to just go with the flow instead of holding on to things so tightly, instead of striving to make it work. You let it go and you just allow it to happen. Beautiful, really beautiful.
I honestly believe that that was a lesson for me to learn, that that entire experience, you know, me putting a chokehold on everything, trying to control it to get things done in a fashion that I wanted to get them done and to push forward and not taking good enough care of myself.
Mm.
I think it was a lesson for me that I was meant to learn. And I think in general that people feel that if I don't have this kind of chokehold or, you know, I'm not wrestling my life down to the ground, that it looks like I don't care enough or I'm lazy, you know?
I wonder if that couldn't be a belief.
Yeah. Okay, so we have been talking about so many great things. And listeners, I hope you are just following this train with us right now. I'm going to ask Brenda for a resource. And I know that we do have our e-course. We will have a link to that. Why don't you go ahead and provide that link here, Brenda, for everybody in case they want to write it down from the show itself.
All right, I've shortened the link, so it's very easy. It is http, what's the colon, /, bit.ly, and the bit.ly is bit.ly/ 1 M for Mary, T, K for...
Kitchen.
Kitchen. O, C, R. So it's bit.ly. /1MTKOCR.
Okay, and I will definitely include that in the show notes. And the title of that, 7 Steps to Unstoppable Confidence, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I know you also have a book that listeners could read to help move them in this direction. Do you have one you'd like to share with everybody?
Yes, definitely. The first one is the one that I mentioned a lot earlier when I shared part one with the listeners, and that is the Clifton Strength Finder. I think it's a brilliant book. It helps you to really uncover your strengths, and it gives you steps and activities to do that can move you forward. It's fantastic because they are personalized for you. Once you've done the test, once you've got your outcome, you will get a little report that gives you a whole lot of ideas and suggestions of how to improve yourself as well. It's a great complementary tool to this e-course. And the second book, if I may, is to share with you Lioness Arising. Now, men, you can read it as well. You can send it to your daughters, but mainly it's for women. And women, I believe that you have potential, you're beautiful, and you've definitely got so much to offer the world. This book, Lioness Arising, is a great book for you to read.
I'm going to check that out as well. Okay, so this is our lightning round. It's the Express to Success, very short answers. I totally believe that in order for people to move in a direction, they need to first envision it for themselves, explore what it would take, and then execute a plan. So, to be more confident, how can people envision this for themselves? What should they see?
Okay, to envision this for themselves, they need to be able to see who they want to be right now. Close your eyes. For a moment, see the picture in your eyes. Take a moment to see who you are, what you're saying to yourself, what you look like, who you're with, who you're doing it with. See that clearly for yourself right now. That's the most important thing. And to start being it, be the person you want to be now.
Okay, so then to explore this for themselves, what does that look like?
I would definitely say that you would need to just take some time out to find out who you are beneath what people tell you you are. So go and do an inventory of exactly who you are. And that starts with part one of the actual e-course.
Okay, I like that. So it's being introspective and doing an inventory on who you believe yourself to be instead of who everybody else tells you you are.
Absolutely.
Okay, so to execute, what's the first step?
To execute, this is something that I think is imperative for everybody to do. It's make a list of three action steps that you're going to take once you finish that actual program. If you don't document it and you don't make the list, the chances are you're not going to do it. Then add a date and a time that you're going to take that action step. And then beneath each of those action steps, write down the outcome that you will have achieved by taking this step. And if you want to, do yourself a favor and email it to me. You will have my email address in the e-course. I'd love to be able to read over your answers.
That just made me really nervous. Just even fessing up, writing it down, having a date and time to actually act, that even made me feel like, okay, this is real now. The game on.
Rubber hitting the road.
Absolutely. Rubber hitting the road. I like it. Okay, so closing advice, Brenda.
You have to feel confident to do it. So that means that for that confidence to come up, you're going to have to feel the fear, but know that whatever you want is on the other side of it. Stretch yourself and your comfort zone, and that you want will come into your comfort zone and you will achieve your results.
Okay, I believe you.
Believe me, and please do.
All right, we're going to give your contact information. Now, Brenda Sciosis, okay? That, just so everybody knows, I'm going to spell her last name right now. So when she says it, you'll have it. Again, it will be in my show notes. T-S-I-A-O-U-S-I-S is how you spell her last name. So contact information, Brenda.
Contact information is Facebook. That's my second home. Love it. You can find me under Brenda Ann Sciosis. If you're a woman, you're more than welcome to join my Business by Design for Women in Business Facebook group. I'd love to welcome you there. And if you want to visit my website, you can find me at www.brendasciosis.com. And I look forward to seeing you.
I want to be a part of your group.
Oh, please be. Enjoy.
Can you
welcome.
Just add me? Can you add me?
I can add you.
Okay, add me. That'd be awesome. Okay, wow. This has been an amazing interview. I loved it so much. I feel like listeners got a lot out of all of the different things that we were talking about. And I think it was so valuable. And I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome. I really enjoyed it too. Thank you for your time and your energy. I love this, and I really can't wait to hear and get some feedback of the listeners as to how their confidence has really improved.
Really, I hope they do too, because confidence is everything, everybody. Regardless of anything you think is everything, it's not. If you are not confident, you won't act, and that's it. So I highly recommend that you do check out Brenda's free online 7-step program to being more confident. What do you have to lose? You only have things to gain. So thank you so much, Brenda. I'm going to add a go-do to the end of the show right now for everybody. And that is to check out Brenda's 7-step unstoppable confidence program online. And that's it. Come tell us how it went at Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. Brenda is going to be there. We're all going to be there. All the cool kids are there. So just come on in. All right. Remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.